Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the nil each draw away against Livingston today. Same shit, different season. That's exactly what it seems like with this result. We just never got going at all, really, until the last 10 minutes. And the intensity in the last 10 minutes, it should have been there for the previous 80. It was just diabolical from the team. We only had a handful of chances in the whole game. That, as I said, that never really came until the 80th minute. The creative players never created, and I'm fed up of hearing the excuse of plastic pitches and 11 men behind the ball. It's not good enough. These players were brought in to do a job. They clearly haven't done it. And once again, we've wasted an advantage against Celtic. We've wasted an advantage against Hibs, never mind Celtic at this point. It's just poor from the team. Very, very poor. Lack of substitutions once again, and lack of good substitutions that were actually going to do anything was the key point there as well. A few players in the team today were found absolutely wanting and they just thought they could stroll around. And that's been the big issue with when it comes to games like this, when it's really stuffy. You need to get in behind the defence, and you need to do that, you need to move about. And too many of the players so often just seem as if they want to waltz about and they don't want to try and move, create spaces. That's the only way to try and get into it. We have the ability to move the ball quickly at close range in tight situations. This is another game which was crying out for that to happen, and the players just didn't want to move. The creative players didn't want to create. A couple of changes though, obviously, for the starting lineup, that was due to injuries. Arfield was in for Aribo, who had picked up a knock in training. Didn't really want to risk him in that park, kind of understandably, but maybe we need to start, you know, risking people like that now after the result. Hellander came in from Balogun as well, who picked up a knock against St Johnson. First half, it was a poor first half, lack of creativity, lack of pace, playing against what looked like really six at the back when we were going forward. It was needing some spark to unlock the defence. In the first half it was sadly lacking, as was the pace. We were quite happy to have a slow build-up, allowing Livingston to regroup and almost telegraph our attacks. And it really isn't an almost telegraph. You can telegraph our attacks every single time now. We just, there's no creativity in that respect. And we brought in players to do that, and they just are failing to do so. It was a scrappy first 5 minutes, though, in the half. Then we got a hold of it. Then it was all our possession, with Livingston doing the usual, trying to hit us in the break. They did break a couple of times, but I don't remember McLaughlin having anything to do in the game, never mind the first half. Neither keeper had anything to do in the first half. We seemed tentative going forward, and especially in making tackles when we never had possession. As much as I'm fed up of hearing the excuse, the players need to stop using that as an excuse as well about the surface. Maybe the surface was having a doubt in their minds about going into challenges, because they seemed very tentative, very weak at going into challenges, almost as if they were shitting at going into everything just in case they get injured. Understandable for a player, but you just need to get that out of your mind, because you're going to get games like that today. There's more and more teams getting plastic pitches. It's going to become a more normality, especially with the financial situation in this country in football. Moment of controversy though, as ever, in the 12th minute when a corner came in, the ball comes out to Kent outside the box, who had a rocket of a shot, came off the foot of the defender, bounces up into his arms, which were outstretched. It was eventually cleared only for Hadji to have a shot, but it went wide of the post. Clearly a penalty for me, as usual, typical Andy Walker claiming there was no way that can be given as a penalty. But again, it changed the direction of the ball. It stopped the ball going to, I think it was Goldson, who was waiting in space in the box there. How's that not a penalty? I do not know. The only other major chance from us came on the 20th minute when Tavernier put in a good cross in from the right. Was going straight to the head of Morelos. However, the defender nipped in there with his head just before it could reach Morelos. Into the second half, we did play slightly better, but even that's marginal. There was no really much in it, and we only really started playing on the 80th minute. We had a few chances, put their keeper under a wee bit of pressure. The closest we came to scoring all game was really unlucky, and it was just great keeping that kept it out. Barisic on the 84th minute with a free kick from about 27 yards on the right hand side of the goal, up and over the wall, trademark style. Keeper makes a great save with one hand to tip it onto the bar, rebounds back off onto the post. Keeper still diving, clatters himself off the post, and then the ball ends up hitting off the post and out for the corner. Really unlucky there, deserved a goal for just the technique alone, but it wasn't to be. as I said, in the last 10 minutes, we're really going for it. And it annoys me when we seem to do this when we're in the dying minutes of a game or when we go a goal down. Why do we only play then? We should have shown the same tenacity the full game until we at least scored the goal. It's just not good enough in every respect. As I said, now, that's us. Let Hibs back into it. The advantage against Celtic, yeah, we've still got a few points ahead of them, but only because they've got a game in hand now. It's not good enough. Once again, this team is bottling it. It needs to sort. Something needs to change. Once again, this early in the season already. Poor choice of substitutions, I think, as well. Should have been on earlier. You had another two substitutions, another opportunity to do so. Never done so. Jack and Kamara today were absolutely awful. There was not really pass marks for any of the players today. They were just terrible going forwards. And not much to do in defence, mind you. But I'm just fed up saying it. I really am. It's the same shit, different season. But anyway, need to regroup because we play next Saturday. That's at home against Kilmarnock. Another going to be a stuffy game, no doubt. It's going to be a tough game, as usual. But we need to sort this out. We really do. We will lose this season as quick as the season looked positive for us within a couple of games there. It's just the hard reality of it. Some of these players need to wisen up and they need to be playing with the same intensity we've showed in the last 10 minutes for the full 90. Simple as. So Dave and I won't be back this week, but we'll probably be back next week. I'll be back with a post-match reaction after the Kilmarnock game, hopefully with a better mood than I am tonight. So hopefully enjoy the rest of your Sunday night as much as you can do after a result like this. Thanks for listening and goodbye.